GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, online, all online, the time, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
And baby, we don't need a bed, no. Don't need a master room, don't need to set the mood. She like, yeah, 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 yeah. One touch, she gon' give me all the love. She's ready, so ready, she ready, I'm ready. I feel it coming on strong, it's so heavy. She ready, I'm ready.
Yeah. I hear if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Call you when I get there, you just get your shit ready. Oops, I mean your shit ready. Can't believe I said that. At least you know where my head at. Now shorty, where your head at? She gon' dive in head first. School me like the border head. She do it, then we do it, so she can say she thought ahead. Laid up in that all day, can't get out that water bed. Talk nasty for your boy, silent treatment for the feds. No cup for the thirsty, she bad as controversy. Skin tone like Hershey, body Lord have mercy. If this thing was a car, it'd be a Lamborghini Mercy. Maybe I'm too fast, girl, see baby.
We don't need a bed, no, don't need a master room. Don't need to set the mood, she like, yeah, yeah.
Talking about you gone ready, talking about it's on deck. Talk a good one on text, you say you about it, I'm gon' check. I'll put some kisses on neck, let me warm that engine up. Relax when the tension's up, girl, you just call your ninja up. And I pop up in that
all black,
and chill at. See, I'm dressed appropriate, you got to feel that.
Feel that,
that's that love coming down. For the brain, I'm dumbing down. Be on swole when she come around. Need ice to numb her down. Night sick to beat it up. Ronnie King, that ting, girl. Can't we all just get along? You could get along. You already know. But is you ready, though?
And baby, we don't need a bed, no. Don't need a master room. Don't need to set the mood. She like, yeah, yeah.
Nigga with his rapping ass, blow a your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Time for. Time for. Time for. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it real, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Paris, where we been, part my Parisian. It's whole time and no time, it's fuck all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux and Burgundies, flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out, y'all put y'all weaves in. And blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah ho, yeah ho. Don't pop Molly, I rock Concord. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Time for. Special soundboy Berrio, this my Wayne Perry flow. Don't know nothing about Wayne Perry though. District of Columbia, guns on your tumblers. Fuck hashtags and retweets, nigga. 140 characters in these streets, nigga. Pardon my laughing, y'all only flagging on beats, nigga. Pardon my laughing, I happen to think you sweet. Don't pop Molly, I rock Comfort. Time for. Time for. Time for. Time for. Time for.
Oh man, homie.
So though. Coming up. Coming down, ride clean, put your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Coming up, coming down, ride clean, put your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it trill, y'all know y'all can fuck around.
GirlTalkRadio.com.
Call in now. Now. 646-727-2404.
646-727-2404.
GirlTalkRadio.com. All right, y'all. What's up? Welcome to the morning coffee break with your girl, the rambunctious one. It's Tuesday, April 21st. Oh, I wanted to say it was Twisted Tuesday. That's what I wanted to say. I just feel real twisted this morning. I'm hyped off of my coffee, though, and I am so excited to be back. And guess what? I'm even more excited that tomorrow we are premiering live right here on the BTR Network, Pillow Talk Live. So make sure you join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for the premiere of Pillow Talk Live. You know, that's the show that you all have been dying for us to bring back with your nasty selves. Don't act like you ain't nasty because you asked for it. So we're just going to give you what you've been asking for. So right now, today, Tuesday, April 21st, we're going to give you the coffee break hosted by me, your girl, the rambunctious one, because many of you are, well, supposed to be, you know, at work, right? So you got your headphones on, you know, so sipping your coffee and you're supposed to be at work. So you're missing your favorite shows. Well, I'll try to keep you updated. All right, got the headphones on, so you're on the computer. You can kind of act like you're doing some work. So today, you know, we're getting ready. It's springtime everywhere. It may not feel like it where I'm from in Michigan, but it's actually springtime. And like in spring, flowers are blooming, and we kind of look at ourselves, and we've noticed from the winter months that we have bloomed too. And some of us has kind of bloomed in areas where we really didn't want to bloom, right? But you hibernate when it's cold outside. We hibernate and we sitting up with our boo and we eating king dongs and ho-hos and all type of shit after, you know, a good night's little rendezvous. I don't know about you, but when I have a good little session that night, I get hungry afterwards. You know, you get done, you eat your sandwich, you fall asleep, right? Because it's cold outside. Springtime, getting ready for summertime, looking at all, you know, the little extra curves. So we start wondering, how many weeks I got left? What I got to do? I'm getting ready. I'm about to cut back. I'm not eating no more fried chicken. I ain't about to be eating no more king dongs. And, you know, well, my thing is, I always tell people to stop asking me to go eat. When you're single and you're dating, that's the one thing people do to spend time with each other. They eat. And so I just kind of have to let my friends know, like, look, dude, stop asking me to go eat because I'm never going to turn you down. I'm a pig like that. I like to eat. But we can do other things to spend time with each other, to get to know each other. I need to be active. You know, you remember last, on a couple of shows back, remember I said, you know, there are some suggestions to help you burn weight while you courting. But most people couldn't handle the 5 hours of vigorous sex a day, you know, to lose that 1 pound. So we're going to try other ways. All right, so my question for today, and make sure, hey, if you're following and you connected with us, All Girl Talk Radio, you're on our website or you're in the Pillow Talk chat room and Facebook, here's my question for today. We've asked you before, would you date you? But because we're talking about springtime and we're getting in shape, looking at our bodies, you know, that's one thing that kind of attracts us to other people, the physical thing. So looking at yourself in the mirror or getting out the shower, if you do like I do, you get out the shower, you kind of got to give yourself a little sad profile look and ass out a little bit. Would you have sex with you? Because, you know, it's, a lot of that is physical, right? Are you so comfortable with the shape that you in and your body the way it is that you would want to sleep with yourself? That's my hot question today for the coffee break right here on allgirltalkradio.com. Once again, you are listening to your girl, the Rambunctious One. My hot topic today is, for Tuesday, springtime, would you sleep with yourself based on how you look right now? I want to know about it, all right? I do have a call-in number, 626-727-2404, but you can also chat with me live. I'll get ready to open up the chat room in just a second right here on the BTR Network. Again, I am your girl, the Rambunctious One, and you are listening to AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Warning. 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 This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix. In the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Your challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Lativia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip hop rapping Girls Time.
Smaller. We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful, otherwise you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I am expected to aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminists. A person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it. The diamond, my diamond, the rock, my rock. I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies, tell them I woke up like this. Flawless, ladies, tell them, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine. You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it. Diamond, the rock, my rock.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
We flawless, ladies. Tell them
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
We flawless, ladies. Tell them say.
Champion Skeleton Crew, 4 stars. A perfect score, the challenger Girls Time receives 3 stars. Skeleton Crew, champion once again.
All GirlTalkRadio.com. Online all the time. All GirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? I am your girl once again, the rambunctious one, and you are listening to The Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Now, again, we're talking about our shapes because it's springtime. I know I got to tighten up a little bit. I'm just trying to stay motivated, and that's what we have to do. Guys, don't act like y'all don't know. Don't act like you can't relate because I know you can relate. How many of you have stood in that mirror after you got out the shower trying to see if anything is, you know, hanging past the other thing? I know y'all be looking, right? And you're trying to suck it in, and you're trying to, you know, you be having them dreams. Okay, I'm not going to put y'all out like that, but it's real out here. We got these ladies, these young girls trying to show us up. I'm in the 40 and over club, so I got to work extra hard. And if you from the hood, I'm going to say it right, I got to work extra hard to try to, you know, keep it tight and right because I do want to be a little bit, you know, appealing when I'm out there. So I got to keep myself not looking, not saying there's nothing wrong with being, you know, in the 40 and over club, but you don't want to always look your age. So you do a little extra, pull out a few little extra, you know. I don't want to tap out. I don't. I have before. I'll keep it real with you. But I don't want to. I got to keep my name good, all right? So when you look at yourself in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, you get out the shower, don't act like you don't look because if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Then you kind of, you know, you suck it in. I always turn to the side because for some reason, when I turn to the side, I just look so slim. I look good. But then I, you know. And I turn, yeah. So I turn to the side because I have particular parts of my body that I personally am attracted to. And, you know, even though I'm strictly, you know, to men, but even like when a woman walks past, it's certain parts of a body I kind of peep. And so, like, for me, I'm always looking at my ass. So I stand in a mirror. I grab the girls and push them up and over to the side a little bit, and I suck up the midsection. And I look at my butt because I want to make sure I got a little Yeah, y'all feel me. I know y'all. Stop laughing because you feel me, all right? So, if you're just tuning in today, allgirltalkradio.com, it's Tuesday, April 21st, and you are listening to The Coffee Break. Now, I did promise, we do have to keep you a little entertained and informed about everything that's going on. That's the technical part, so I guess I better keep with my promise, right? So everybody's been buzzing about I don't like reporting on this. Anyway, the Bobby thing, I got to keep up with everybody. But TMZ did report that, her family did release a statement saying that she was off life support, but they are kind of still keeping with the whole thing of that there's no real hope for a full recovery. But they say she is breathing without the assistance of the ventilator, which is good. It is good, but she suffered a lot of brain damage. So even if she does, recover, there's not a good chance of her having a full recovery. I don't like reporting on this story because I can get real personal and it's hard to stay neutral. But so what we're going to do is we wish her well and, we're going to keep her in our prayers and we pray for the family. It's just one of those things where certain things don't need to be kind of put out in the media. That's kind of personal and private. But I do want to ask a question, or let's talk about this. I want to talk about this. Guys and girls, have you this Kardashian shit, y'all know I'm not really a fan of the Kardashians. The mama, the daddies, the sister, the fat-ass brother, none of them, right? But I'm a little bit concerned because Bruce, he went on record to say that Kris, the wife, knew about his sexual preference before they got married. And I'm inclined to believe, because of, the gold digger that she is, that she did know. But my thing is this. She knew. He told her, to each his own, right? I don't understand why that's really a topic of conversation now. I don't know if he's looking to say, well, hey, I've always been this way, or if he's trying to just convince himself of something. Kris knew. She married him anyway. Of course, he married him because, the money. She's a gold digger. But I don't know what he's looking for, with releasing that. Was he looking for, a little bit more acceptance because he's decided to, do the full change or not? But he made the decision to go ahead and marry this woman and, have kids with her. I understand maybe he was in a struggle with his own sexuality, and some people do go through a struggle, and they try to, they think in their mind, this isn't right, this is, I'm not supposed to be like this, so I'm going to try and live, the more accepted way. I'm not going to say the right way because, to each his own, your way, my way, who's ever way. But, so he tried, to live a heterosexual life, and they got married, and they had a couple kids. The only thing that really bothers me is the effect of all of this on his kids. Like, I don't know how I wonder sometimes how his son and who's, he separated himself from the family right now, and, like, his daughters who are just out there with no guidance, the younger two, how they really feel about that. You see them on TV, and they live a life for television. So we have to keep that in mind, that what we see is not always real. But this has to have some type of emotional effect on his children. Like, they're not just everyday people. They are celebrities. Their lives are in the limelight. And you are publicly admitting to have always been a homosexual, and now you are having a gender change. So this has to be traumatic for his kids, and it has to be even, more traumatic. They have to conceal a lot of this because they are in the public eye. So, that's That's a good topic. So the call-in number today is 646-727-2404. You are listening to The Coffee Break with your girl, the Rambunctious One, on allgirltalkradio.com. I know a lot of you guys, you know, you want to say something, but you can't say nothing because you're at work, you got the headphones on. But I'm just happy that you're chiming in with me, hanging out with me today on All Girl Talk Radio. So stick around and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio. Angie J and Miss Muse. Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks, and Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen us coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware. Love a woman with a broken heart.
Praying to a sky all black. Looking at the stars like they finna talk back. Whoa. Looking at my phone like she finna call back. Whoa. But last night I feel like probably ended all that. Cause by now she would've sent a text in all caps. Then another one trying to take it all back. Saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much. Cause girls only say I hate you to the guys that they love. I know, I know, I know. The highs, the lows, it comes, it goes. You say be real, I try, I don't. Cause you take anything and just make it everything. Kept my phone on silent ever since you got a ring. Funny, right? And I never cheated. I mean, maybe once or twice. One time don't change everything. She asked why I don't feel the same. I'm still the same. She's still insane, and now she's sane.
You said it was over. You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, skeet, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, months, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cab. Penthouse after party, hoes want the addy. Fuck, they could ride with us, crawling in the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard bitches screaming till my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single when college was. All because I had you. Nigga, I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? Then she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Girl, don't believe them hoes, cause they won't see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be trying to tell her these hoes is jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but a pussy is hairless. Why? I French kiss it like we in Paris. I be dreaming out. Ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I fuck. She says it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-eyed fuck. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride a nigga like a moped. But players fuck up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laughed.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy. Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy.
Thank you. my feelings. Doubled up on the shot. Got me feeling some type of way. Told you I hate you, I don't mean it. And the only thing that I got is the pain that you've been feeding. Faded, faded, faded. All because of you. And my current situation. Try not to think of you. Have to break the rules. But it always happens when I get this way. Just can't stop myself. So baby, tonight I'm blowing up your line. I got you on my mind. And that truth is hard to fight. So I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting you. Yeah, baby, I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting, drunk texting you. Gonna hit send or not. It's gonna be one of them mornings when I wake up and regret it. If I don't get no reply, I don't wanna make it obvious that I'm faded, faded, faded. I'll drink or two, and you know how it goes. This ain't nothing new. Why does it always happen when I keep this way? No, I just can't stop myself. So baby, tonight I'm blowing up your line.
Oh yeah.
I got you on my mind, and the truth is hard to find. So I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you.
Hey.
Drunk texting, drunk texting you. Yeah, baby, I'll be drunk texting, drunk texting, drunk texting you. Drunk texting, drunk texting you.
Intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
That's when I think of you the most.
Right after the
towel,
anything goes.
When I put my pride aside,
I'll be doing the most.
Doing the most.
I done spent 1, 2, 3 a.m. thinking about you. Don't wanna be without you. I'm on that liquid courage. I hope this shit is worth it. Cause if it ain't, then it's all bad. All bad.
Oh, baby,
tonight I'm blowing
up your
mind. Someone else right now.
Girl,
I hope it's the worst sex ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope it's the worst sex ever.
AllGirlsTalkRadio.com. Online, online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? This is your girl once again, the Rambunctious One, and you are listening to The Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Again, today is Tuesday, April 21st. It is 10 o'clock. Hold on for all you, you know, anals out there. It is 10:03 Eastern Time right here on the BTR Network. And I got to give some shout-outs to my listeners. I have, if you're on Facebook, look for the Pillow Talk group. It's a private group, so we have to kind of let you in. It's like, you know, you need to have the password, right? But anyway, send me a quest over at the Pillow Talk group and come hang out with us in our little Pillow Talk chat room. I got to send out my shout-outs to some of my listeners. I have Candace Graham checking in from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Candace. And Edie Almeen, he's in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. Good morning to my listeners out there. If you want a shout-out, you got to go over to the Pillow Talk chat room and check in and make sure you throw your name up in there. Throw your name. Rep your city. I like that. Rep your city. Everybody listening. All right. Hot topic today is springtime. We kind of getting ready, you know, got to get the body kind of tight. What are you going to do to get tight? What are you going to do? Are you going to detox? Are you going to, you know, cut out the, what's popular? Most people always want to say, I'm not going to eat fried chicken. Girl, please, I'm eating fried chicken. They be like, I'm cutting out my red meat. Girl, please, I'm a meat eater. I need steak. So here's a tip that I have. I don't know. It helped me. It may help you. Eat what you want to eat, but you stick with your three meals a day and then your three small snacks. But when you eat your meals, you don't fix whatever food you want, right? Okay. But then you get the small plate. Don't play with me. You know what I mean when I say a small plate. Your saucer is like a salad plate. It's not your dinner plate, and it's not your tea plate. The tea is the plate that you put the teacup on. Okay, not that one. That's way too little, and then you be cussing me out talking about what the hell she's talking about. But your little salad plate, right? You get your salad plate, and if it can fit on that plate, I'm not talking about pile it up high. Don't be an ass, all right, reasonably. Put your food on that plate, and that is your meal. And it actually cuts your meal in half. So that's what I did. Like, I just kind of did portion control. You can cut out your fried chicken if you want to. That's you. I ain't doing it. I'm not even going to lie to myself. You can cut out your red meat if you want to. I ain't doing it. I'm not lying to myself. The thing about being able to reach a goal is you want to set goals that are attainable, you know, realistic goals. Don't be unrealistic. If you eat fried chicken right now at least 3 days out the week and eat a steak every Sunday, that's a habit. So that's something that you would gradually have to break. So set goals that are realistically attainable. So if I eat fried chicken maybe 4 days a week, I'm going to say, you know what, I'll cut it back to two. All right, if I just got to have, because some people only eat like chicken and fish. There's only so much damn fish you can eat. So they eat chicken maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And you might be like, okay, I overdo it because when I eat chicken, I eat it fried. Or I got to eat it with all this ranch dressing on it. So you want to just kind of cut back a little bit. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's gradual. But you will eventually start seeing the change. Rule of thumb for all of you soda drinkers out there, soda, coffee, not coffee really, what's caffeine? Soda, oh, for some of you who don't say soda, but pop drinkers, it has a lot of hidden calories, even your diet sodas. So I am 3 years in the game. I've cut soda drinking out 3 years ago. I don't drink sugar drinks, but it's been a total lifestyle change. I want to look good in the summertime, and I'm not stuck on trying to be skinny because, you know, the only thing like a bone is a dog. But if you prefer to, you know, be skinny bones, that's on you. I like a little meat on my bones. I like my shape. So I just, my thing is I need to tone. So I need to get off my ass pretty much. I got my bike. I got my bike ready. I got a stationary bike. I got a treadmill. I got an ab machine. So I'm doing it. And so, you know, I encourage you all. It's about to be summertime. I don't want, and I do this. I spend a lot of time on the beach in the summertime. So let me tell you a little helpful something. I'm not doing it with y'all this year. I don't. I understand you want to wear a two-piece, but you can't. And you ought to know that you can't when you can't. I shouldn't have to be the one to tell you if you don't take that shit off, because when you buy stuff, you go home, you try it on, you'll see exactly what the hell I see. I don't care how much confidence you have. Everything ain't really meant for everybody. That's just like the bodycon dresses and the leggings. I'm not doing this with y'all this year. I'm not. And if you're a fan of my Rambunctious Angie page also on Facebook, I said the same thing before about, you know, your toes. It's summertime. I'm going to wear flip-flops. Keep them polished, and I don't want to see crusty-ass heels and ankles. Work with me, people. All right, ladies, I'm trying to get y'all together because some of y'all been single all winter, so you didn't set up at home and you ate bonbons and kettle corn and shit. So, you know, right, if you're going to do it right. You know, when it's time to take the weave out, go ahead and let it go. When you got the zillions in your hair and, you know, they starting like midway down, that means it's time to take, let it go. Let's just kind of, you know, spread. springtime. We're blossoming. Out with the old, in with the new. Clean it up, ladies and fellas. Y'all ain't too far off. But, you know, this is the coffee break, so I'm not going to lecture y'all because you're at work and you sitting at your desk right now listening to me and you tapping your leg because I might be pissing a few of y'all off, and it's okay. It's all in love. Constructive criticism. That's what we're going to call it. I'm trying to get you together. I'm going to be like the drill sergeant. So, all right. But I appreciate you for tuning in today during the coffee break. This is the first time I did like a coffee break show. I think I kind of like it. Let me know what you think. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow we are broadcasting live. Our premiere show is Pillow Talk Live, and I'm not even going to, you know, tell you what I'm talking about. Because I'm just, you know, I'm coming out the gate on you. It's been a long time coming, and I'm just kind of going to give you what you've been asking for, all right? So don't go anywhere. We still have 20 minutes left of our broadcast, all right? Today's topic, looking at yourself in the mirror, you know, taking your clothes off. Look at yourself. Are you sexually attracted to yourself? Would you sleep with you? All right, call in number 646-727-2404. I got my responders on Facebook, and they're saying, hell yeah. They are. They would. They'd do it. That's interesting. But are you only saying that because it's you? Honestly, would you? Okay. All right, so don't go anywhere. When we come back, more AllGirlTalkRadio.com with the coffee break.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. And Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with some fake titties, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly Amarada. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers.
Me and CB in the bay with her. I sent her back home so you could lay with her. Okay, let's
talk about this ice that I'm carrying. All these terrors like I'm a fucking vegetarian. Shout out we the F, keep a red bone wet. Rose Rolex, hoes on deck. She know I gotta check. Do it too good when she rides that dick. Man, I wouldn't trust that bitch. Nope.
Come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. When I call her,
like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debate's growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
For you had braces, the all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry spaces, yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin, Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out to World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, nigga, it's plenty of us.
Cash rule everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than the lotto did. Jay made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Leor made millions, Cam made millions. Beans to tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
allgirltalkradio.com.
Call in now.
646-727-2404.
646-727-2404.
Allgirltalkradio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to the Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. How many cups are you all in right about now? Or you just kind of faking it till you make it? You don't really drink coffee? You're not really coffee? Okay, I'm 2 cups in. I'm a little bit behind, but it bees like that, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. All right, I am your girl, just in case you don't know, and if you don't know, you kind of want to keep that to yourself. I am the rambunctious one. You are listening to AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Trying to keep my composure, sidebar conversation going on right here. Shouts out to my girl, Charlene. She checking in from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Shay Shay in the midday. What's up, Shay? All right, who's repping the D? Y'all always want to be low-key, laying in the trenches. You want to listen, but you don't want to, you know. All right, I'm shouting out the D. All my listeners that's listening locally. Okay. All right. So, hot topic today. When you stand in the mirror, you get out the shower, you know, you kind of look at yourself, you know, and say, I'd do me. I would. All right. So, to have that attraction to want to, you know, do you or anybody, you kind of got to, like, be in tune with yourself. Got to, like, love your own body, right? So, there are some ways you can tell if you really do kind of love your own body. And one of the ways you could tell is when you're looking at yourself, you know, and you'd say to yourself, I'd have sex with me. Yeah, I'm digging me. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, if you'd have sex with you, if you weren't you, you know, that'd be one of those moments that you could, you know, kind of affirm to yourself that you're digging your own body. Hey, and you there. Once you feel like that, you there. Hey, you there. And then here's the other thing. Guys and gals, you know, when you do have sex with you, you know, ain't nothing wrong with, you know, a little masturbation here and there. It's just, you know, just as much as thinking about somebody else who turns you on as it is kind of turning yourself on. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Go on and, you know, handle that. All right? Now, that's a bigger sign of loving your body. Just kind of loving on yourself a little bit. Don't act like y'all ain't with it. Quit playing. All right? I know this is the coffee break. Don't make you laugh while you're at your desk. I'll try not to. And what else? Let me see other things I think about. You pass the mirror. I do this. And I'm comfortable with the skin that I'm in, but I can see some room for improvement. But I do this right here. My family, they laugh at me. When you pass a mirror and immediately you just kind of like, damn. You know, like, damn, girl, you're beautiful. You're checking yourself out like, ooh, I do that. And ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, instead of you saying, damn, look at my thighs, you kind of look at yourself like a friend and think, oh, shit, I'm hot. Yep, and that's okay. That just kind of, again, that's you just loving you. When you get to that point, nothing anybody can say or do will make you feel differently about yourself. Like, I used to pride myself on the amount of self-esteem that I have, but I still would kind of get a little in my feelings sometimes when I would meet a guy. He'd be like, oh, you thick like I like it. I don't like being called thick. I mean, if you're going to call me thick, then just call me fat. To me, oh, I like, you thick. Just how I, well, and I'm just blank. I'm just blankly like, so I'm fat? Because that's what thick means. I mean, I'm fat. You don't walk up to a skinny girl and you be like, oh, you know, you slim and you thin. I'm skinny. Which one is it? I don't need all these extra little words to fluff, make me feel. No, don't give me that fluff. But that's just like, you know, I'm going to lay down and have sex with you, and I'm going to be like, ooh, it's just, it feels so okay. That means this shit is whack. It's either good or it's not. Oh, it feels so okay. Okay. No, dog, it's bad. You need to get on up, go and get your shit. You ain't even got to wipe off. Just go ahead and grab your clothes and just kind of like, just go. And on your way out, can you just delete my number? Yeah. Don't give me the fluff. Just I'm straight up with no chaser. I think that's why they call me rambunctious. My mouth. The mouth gets me in trouble, and for some guys, it doesn't get me in the type of trouble that they kind of wanted to get me into. But it's all right. All right, guys, it's today, Tuesday, April 21st. You're listening to AllGirlTalkRadio.com. And, again, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. I'm going to twist it over a little bit because I got to keep it, you know, going in a different direction, back and forth. And this might be old, but it cracks me up. Did you guys see the award show where Madonna kissed Drake? I just want to just, I don't have to talk about nothing else but this. The look on Drake's face when she let him go. Obviously, he was not expecting it, so it was quite random. But Madonna, everybody don't want you. And to me, that was a clear example because he looked like he was pissed. I'm wondering what her breath smelled like. You just grabbed him and clutched him, and you just threw all that up. She lucky. Because, see, if he was from where I was from, she would have got knocked the fuck out. I'm just saying. It looked real nasty and sloppy. It did. All right, guys. You are listening to The Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. When we come back, I got one more question before I let you go. I know it's almost that time. One more question. What do you all think about, and it's just a quick question. We got 3 minutes left. Short break. Can your mistress or your sad man become your wife or your husband? Just simple yes or no. I'm going to take it to the streets, come back, and I'll let you know what they say on the streets. Be right back. Quickly.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Call in now. Now. 646-727-2404.
646-727-2404.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, last 3 minutes of the show. Can you turn that side chick or that side man into your wife or your husband? And I'm just going to tell you, here's the answer for today. No. Get over it. The way you get them is the way you lose them. I'm not going into a big conversation about it. We're not having no ifs, ands, but he's changed, he's different. I want to hear it. Keep this in mind when you think this person is going to be a different person because you done wifed them, a husband, booed them up, made it legal. You're fooling yourself. Eventually, it will come back to pass. The same way you get them will be the same way you lose them. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. You are listening to The Coffee Break right here on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Don't forget tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the BTR Network, we are premiering our first episode of The Return. It's coming back. The Return of Pillow Talk Live. So here's my disclosure. Put them damn kids in the bed, okay? It ain't for kids. It's grown folks only. So go ahead over to Facebook right now, today, and look for my group, Pillow Talk, and send me a request. Maybe I'll let you in. Until then, make sure you follow us because we are online all the time. All you got to do is go over to AllGirlTalkRadio.com, all right? Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We out here. All right, once again, we out. Don't forget, look for us. All right.
Warning. This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
GirlTalkRadio.com. Online,
all the time.
The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online,
all the time.
All the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.